April 28, mistaken zeal. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Romans 12:2. There is a noisy zeal without aim or purpose, which is not according to knowledge, which is blind in its operations and destructive in its results. This is not Christian zeal. Christian zeal is controlled by principle and is not spasmodic. It is earnest, deep, and strong, engaging the whole soul and arousing to exercise the moral sensibilities. The salvation of souls in the interest of the kingdom of God are matters of the highest importance. What object is there that calls for greater earnestness than the salvation of souls and the glory of God? There are considerations here which cannot be lightly regarded. They are as weighty as eternity. Eternal destinies are at stake. Men and women are deciding for weal or woe. Christian zeal will not exhaust itself in talk, but will feel and act with vigor and efficiency. Yet Christian zeal will not act for the sake of being seen. Humility will characterize every effort and be seen in every work. Christian zeal will lead to earnest prayer and humiliation and to faithfulness in home duties. In the family circle will be seen the gentleness and love, benevolence and compassion, which are ever the fruits of Christian zeal. Oh, how few feel the worth of souls, how few are willing to sacrifice to bring souls to the knowledge of Christ. There is much talking, much professed love for perishing souls, but talk is cheap stuff. It is earnest Christian zeal that is wanted, a zeal that will be manifested by doing something. All must now work for themselves, and when they have Jesus in their hearts, they will confess Him to others. No more could a soul who possesses Christ be hindered from confessing Him than could the waters of Niagara be stopped from flowing over the falls. Eternal life should engage the deepest interest of every Christian. To be a co-worker with Christ and the heavenly angels is in the great plan of redemption. What work can bear any comparison with this? From every soul saved, there comes to God a revenue of glory to be reflected upon the one saved and also upon the one instrumental in his salvation.